BBC London 94.9,
the home of London sport.
And with all the latest sports news live from Centre Court at Wimbledon, I'm Amelia Papadopoulos. Well, we're watching a gripping match here between the British number one Andy Murray and Spain's David Ferrer. Murray lost the first set in a tiebreak, and the second set has gone to a tiebreak as well. It's currently 6-6. So all very tense here on Centre Court. Out on court number one, it's a one set all between Joe Wilfried Tsonga and Philip Kohlschreiber. It's going with serve in the third set. Kohlschreiber leading by 4-3. Already through today, the defending champion Novak Djokovic and the six-time Wimbledon champion Roger Federer. They both won their matches in straight sets. Elsewhere today, Robin van Persie has just announced on his official website that he won't be signing a new deal at Arsenal. Following a meeting with manager Arsene Wenger and chairman Ivan Gazidis, the Dutch striker said, "Unfortunately, it's become clear to me that we, in many aspects, disagree on the way Arsenal should move forward." He also said financial terms and contract were not his priority. New Tottenham boss Andre Villas-Boas has already made his first signing just today into the job. He's brought in Hoffenheim midfielder Gylfi Sigurdsson. And Chelsea manager Roberto Di Matteo is hopeful that Daniel Sturridge will be fit to take part in the Team GB's Olympic squad. The 22-year-old has been diagnosed with viral meningitis. Stuart Pearce's 18-man squad is set to meet in Loughborough next week, and Pearce has until the 25th of July to select a replacement should Sturridge be forced to withdraw. But Di Matteo says the striker has made progress since being diagnosed.
Daniel, he has a viral meningitis. Spoke to him. He feels better now, and we're going to progress his situation, and hopefully he gets well as soon as possible, and he'll be able to join the Olympic team.
Well, you can hear all that cheering, and that's because Andy Murray has just won the second set tiebreak, so it's currently one set all between the British number one and David Ferrer of Spain. Cricket now, and there's been no play today in the one-day international between England and Australia at Edgbaston due to heavy rain. Play is scheduled to start at 6 o'clock. The latest play could start to accommodate a 20-overs-per-side match is 7:15 tonight. Meanwhile, the BBC understands that Mark Ramprakash is expected to announce his retirement from cricket on Thursday. The 42-year-old Surrey batsman has had a successful career since making his first-class debut for Middlesex in 1987 at the age of 17, playing 52 tests and 18 one-day internationals for England. Finally, in rugby union, newly promoted London Welsh will host nine-time English champions Leicester Tigers at their new home in Oxford in the opening round of the upcoming Premiership season, while defending champions Harlequins will take on Wasps in the London doubleheader at Twickenham, and Saracens face London Irish in the other Twickenham match on the 1st of September. Here at Wimbledon, it's one set all between Andy Murray and David Ferrer. And Eddie, I know you like my royal box sighting, so let me just fill you in on who's here today. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, Andre Agassi, his wife Steffi Graf, the England manager Roy Hodgson, who I can tell you it was having a conversation not too long ago with Michael Parkinson.
I wonder if that was about life insurance or whatever it might be. Thank you very much, Amelia.